This is Wade Rescue with the Chief Organizer's Report. Pollution kills just slowly. As the calendar turns to mark the end of the second year of the pandemic, we went old school and headed for the hills. To be more exact, we went back to Arkansas, more specifically the Ozarks. Mountains, perhaps I should say more accurately, but having been born in Wyoming and raised in Colorado and around the West, before ending up in New Orleans, mountains in my mind's eye look like the Rockies. Walking up and down and around the rocks with Lucha, I'll learn differently. The moon is full, stars bright, air clean, and the water pure. Talking to the internet field techs yesterday, they described the difficulty of getting signals out here. From their current equipment, the range for an effective upload is 18,000 feet, roughly 3 miles. We're now at 17,000 feet. Whether connecting to the wide world or the bumpy gravel county road where we're parked, we're in the last mile. For 40 years, I've taken off the last 2 weeks. Kids are grown now, but this is when their vacation hit, so it made sense. No work really gets done that requires a lot of heavy lifting, so one of the weeks is now a mandatory vacation for the staff. Given the pandemic with Delta falling and Omicron rising, jumping in the truck and pulling the trailer made more sense than any of the alternatives. The virus is now the third biggest killer in the U.S. The CDC announced that our life expectancy has dropped almost 2 years to 77. What can you say with over 800,000 of our fellow countrymen and women dead? David Wallace Wells, writing in the London Review of Books, reminds us that as terrible as the U.S. and world death rate from COVID, 10 million die every single year from air pollution. There may be other maladies as well, but their lives were shortened because they couldn't breathe or were being hurt by what they did breathe. The question he poses at length after a long list of facts supporting his numbers is simple. Why do we not respond more dramatically to such a killer? Do we simply become inured to this death count because it kills slowly rather than quickly like the virus? The CDC and a number of scientists have many theories about the origin of COVID-19, but are not sure we'll ever be certain. When it comes to air pollution, there are general problems like those our members face in Delhi and elsewhere, but there are also very, very specific and collective perpetrators behind those deaths. They may not be holding a gun or wielding the knife, but they're killing just the same. Up the Mississippi River in the darkly named Cancer Alley, home of refineries and chemical plants, BASF, the German company and world's largest chemical maker, continues to maintain a large plant. BASF produces some of America's most ubiquitous products, from detergents to soaps to cleaners. Emissions from their U.S. plants alone increase the cancer risk for an estimated 1.5 million people. No small number of those people, women and children, those men, women, and children, will be part of the 10 million world death count from pollution this year, next year, the years to come. Here in the Ozark Mountains, one of the few safe havens on any maps of the next 50 years, that would be an oasis of sorts from the impacts of climate change, pollution, and so many other global crises, all of that seems far away and easy to forget. Easy, perhaps, but wrong, since there's so much that can be done about this when we come down from the mountains and back to reality of the world around us. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.